Situation 8. Meeting the boss. Mr. Barnes calls Steve on the intra-office phone.
Dawson?
Yes, this is he.
Contact Goddard and come up to my office immediately. I want to go over today's meeting in advance.
Mr. Goddard is with me now. We'll come up right away.
Steve to James.
Well, that was the old man. It's showtime. And he sounds a little nervous, which means we have to be even more careful.
I'll be extremely careful. I just don't want him to yell at me again. I'm an engineer, not a secretary.
Be careful. Lisa might hear you. Anyway, let's go.
Steve and James go up to Mr. Barnes' office, and his secretary sends them in. They knock on the door.
Come in.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Barnes. How are you?
I'll be a lot better after this meeting is over. I hope you two have done your homework, because this is a huge deal. If we can convince Wang about our company, then larger computer firms will follow. I don't have to tell either of you, that could mean millions of dollars. I'm counting on you.
Don't worry, Mr. Barnes. Sir, you can depend on us. Isn't that right, James?
Yes, I think. I mean, of course you can.
I had better be able to, and if you two do a good job, I won't forget it when it comes time for promotions either. I put you on this assignment because you are my two best men. I know you won't disappoint me. Well, let's hear about your ideas for the presentation. Goddard, would you like to start?
I think it might be best to let Mr. Dawson begin. He's the expert at sales.